After a long day of being pulled in every direction, the last thing anyone wants to think about is, what's for dinner? That's where Schwan's can help, with a variety of real food choices, frozen to lock in freshness. From ready-made meals, premium meats and side dishes, to vegetables, ice cream, and more. Schwan's foods go from freezer to table in minutes, not hours, so you can pull off a delicious meal in no time at all. Ordered, delivered, done. That's homemade easy. To help simplify mealtime, visit Schwan's.com.
Want to rise above what holds you back? These are the stories of those fighting that battle. It might also be the story of you. I'm Dan Waldschmidt, author of Edgy Conversations and strategist of billion-dollar companies all over the world. This is Mark Menard, author of The Story of You, the guy who knows a thing or two about never giving up. You're listening to Elevating Beyond. Let's get started.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Elevating Beyond with a two-word mission statement, change lives. And get ready as I am about to roll out part three. Oh my gosh, this has been so awesome. From our live event, Minutes with Millionaires, I'm rolling out part three of our live Q&A session. And in this, these have all been amazing, but this one I love so much because we start off by getting into it in a great way, not like in a fight, getting into it like in depth with the audience. And we start by asking, I remember Dan Waldschmidt, who's with us at this event, asked, what's keeping you up at night? And we start talking with the audience about dealing with anxiety and fear and doubt and so much more. So enjoy the show. I'm just going to let it play as we have been doing and get ready after this as we have part four coming of this amazing four-part series. And then I have my man Chris Hogan coming on. I'll let you know more about that coming up here, and so many more amazing updates. We have an entire new studio we're recreating. I have to keep it a surprise. That's all I can tell you. It's going to be a huge surprise. You're going to be blown away when you see the new style and format that's coming. So everyone have a phenomenal day, week, night, morning, evening, whatever time of the day, year, whatever it may be. And since it's just going to play out, I'm going to do the outro right now. Never settle, never give up, and keep elevating beyond. And boom, here we go.
Move. That's all.
Let's get a question before Super Millennial gets it from anyone in the audience.
Any questions in the audience? Don't be afraid. Yeah, that's
awesome.
Yeah.
Why did you think the mic would work? No one told me. I held it. Mark tried.
Because four of us have ADD.
Yeah, we just go.
We
off.
All constantly interrupt each other, so it's the best way that we can do it.
That's pretty much.
We're trying.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
What's the one thing that keeps you up at night? Let me ask each of you.
And thinking you about these two.
And who are they in relation to you?
Little sister, mother.
It keeps you up at night?
And let me ask, why?
I'm my father most. Why? I worry.
Why?
I worry constantly. Her health, her age.
And do you know that?
And my father, all the time.
You know, worry's a fear energy. I'm going to tell
That's
you
right.
something.
I know.
Energy works like this. What you hold in that cage, right? It's called the law of mind. What you hold in that cage, what you think, you create. What you hold in that cage, what you feel, you attract. And what you hold in that cage, right? What you imagine, you become. So if you're gonna hold worry and fear in that cage, you're actually metaphysically drawing that in. That's why if we're angry, do you ever notice if you're angry and you start the day angry, everybody else around you becomes angry and you attract more angry things in? Because that's the way we're wired. So you must step outside there, and it's another energy stepping outside, it's courage. And you need to know that they're taken care of, because you're not doing anything for yourself, because you're putting yourself in this very low zone energy. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I hope I didn't go too deep over everybody's head, because sometimes that happens with
Greg,
me.
Well, Greg has something,
that's
and I'll follow
happens,
it up.
But that's what happens.
What I would say is, the woman who worries died. The woman who didn't worry died. Instead of worrying about your mom's health, think of ways that you can help your mom's health. Mom, can we go for a walk in an air-conditioned place? Instead of worrying about your dad or your sister, how can I help the situation? Right. It was storming the other day, right? We could worry, or we could say we're running like Dan to go to the inside. Stop worrying and figure out how to, anything in life, if you can find a solution to it, you won't worry about it. Ask yourself, how can I help my family?
Can I tell you something too? Worrying and being up all night is not going to help them. The only way you can truly help them is to let that go and become the best version of yourself, as hard as that is. I know I was worrying, like when my sister left my company and she went to Ethiopia and she's running an orphanage and she's not getting money, and I'm worried, oh my gosh, I'm making more money, I'm feeling this false guilt. And then I wrote my book and I'm thinking, what if it's taking all the attention for it, and it wasn't helping anyone. Then it started inspiring her. At first I was getting a lot of pushback from them and resistance. Then it inspired her to want to write a book by seeing how I continue to become a better version of myself. I got an echo, man.
Yep. Okay, whoops, I guess I'm in our live version here. So maybe, do you mind if I could, what keeps you up at night, if you don't mind me asking? Does anything?
Yeah, I'm very scattered.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of interests, a lot of creative things I want to do, but I don't seem to get all the way to the end of one before I something sparkly, and I go after that, yeah. And I never quite circle around to finishing things.
Yeah.
That's what keeps me up.
You and me too, girl. You and me too. Yeah.
Squirrel.
Yeah. I'm right now. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
What keeps you up at night?
Well, I think for me, especially lately, my husband's getting ready to retire from the military.
Yeah.
We've got this one to put through college. She only wants to go to MIT.
Yeah. Awesome. That's exciting.
For our business.
Yeah.
I'm constantly trying to think of ways that I can make it better, faster. I'm a solopreneur because he is still working. He's not able to put time into the business as much. So I'm constantly trying to figure out ways I can get more clients in, keep things going, survive on 2 or 3 hours of sleep a night, you know, all of the
things. So you got a lot on your mind.
Yeah, it's like the weight of the world, because I can't shut down because there's too many things spinning.
So I'd love to talk to you in like 30 days if you did what Bill was saying in the morning, where you had you time, just you time,
and
you
just
early, but I go right to work.
You just
development.
You just took a couple minutes, even in the middle of the day, to whatever you want to call it, time for you, meditate. Mm-hmm. I guess is the word I'm going to use with an app or something for 15 minutes, where you literally just sit, do that for 30 days. Don't change your diet, don't even change, just sit for 15 minutes and then come back. And I would love to chat with you in 30 days. And I bet it would be radiant. The worry, I can see it in your face too. All the different things you're thinking, what about this and what about this and what about this? And then you realize, I'm enough. I'm gonna figure it out.
That's right.
Yeah. Be awesome. That's right. What about you?
What's keeping you up at night?
She's trying to figure out.
Yeah, she's good.
Yeah.
I guess just thoughts and being curious.
Okay. Like overthinking?
That's awesome.
Well, also that.
What about all the chips in the bed?
And I'm sitting on my hand. I'm losing.
Like, what? Like thoughts? Like overthinking and worrying? Or?
Not really that. I don't really got much to worry about. I'm really young. It's just I constantly think about this thing, that thing, and that thing, and this thing. What about
isn't that awesome?
That?
It is awesome.
It's the most random thing ever.
Okay. See, and this is mom. This is you. This is you, girl.
Yeah.
This is.
She's my mini.
Do you know what's awesome? This is possible for you too. It's possible for all of us. Mm-hmm. I'm working on it. I'm at 38. I've got another decade before I reach some of my friends here who have more experience than I do, and I'm eager to grow and evolve and become that guy. But this is what's possible. I see people who it just goes through them. It's almost like they're a screen door instead of the door, and I'm the door, and I'm trying to like stand up against everything. And these guys are screen doors, and they're just letting it go through them. But I see, this is what's amazing.
Well,
see, no fear, nothing.
Start her own business.
Yeah.
And
do it.
Pay for her college. And
yeah.
I sometimes feel like maybe I put a little bit of my too many things on the plate on her, you know?
But it's crazy. Oh. But here's what's funny. She doesn't even feel like she doesn't even feel like she has those. Look, we've got dozens.
She's the calmest one of the family.
Yeah. We've got dozens of questions, right, from people asking these questions, and it sounds like you're not even encumbered. You're like, I'm going to MIT.
Yeah.
I'm gonna start a business. I'm gonna go to school.
Perfect example. Dan. Yeah.
What? Can I talk for a second?
Oh yeah, sure. It's your show.
This is your event.
I mean, it's my ADD. I forgot what I was gonna say. Yeah, so something that is tough is, as a parent, we have to realize our responsibility. We want to help our kids, we want to do everything for them, but our responsibility isn't that to raise them to be good kids, but to raise them to become good men or women of character. And sometimes it's just like with the monkeys and delegating, you've got to let go and watch from a distance and let them really grow through it.
I'm experiencing that with my older one back here. You know, she's 21, so I see her making young decisions, and so it's hard as
I like that adjective.
Yes.
I love that adjective. That's a choice act. That's a smart mom right there.
I'm not saying to completely get out, but also
smart mom.
You got to give the rope. And also what helped me when I went through all that, I would overthink. All of us here had what they would have called ADHD. You and I are 38. They diagnosed me with that. Every smart person is... Every entrepreneur, like we said, is a little insane. You have to be to create something like this event that has never been done before. It's insanity to say that we could all be doing this. But it's you're overthinking what you think is, that's also what is gonna make you think differently than everyone else. And I used to be like you, I'd be up all night, I'd think, what's wrong with me? I used to overthink everything that I said to everyone. And I would overthink every conversation, and I observed things differently. And Greg, you and I were talking about it. Now we observe things differently, and that's what makes us successful. Like, I'll go to events and I'll study, I wonder how they hired those speakers. Ooh, they catered food there. I wonder how much, and I'm thinking from the, ooh, they got that lighting. I wonder what that costs. And I'm looking at like from the 360 standpoint of how they run the whole business. And like, I'm always observing and studying, and that's our ADD used like as a weapon.
I have to see that in her, like,
so that's a blessing.
She's always curious about the
strangest thing. That's a blessing. That's a blessing.
I'm gonna tell you something that I don't know if you want this advice or not, but I'm gonna be honest with you, okay? Now, I have 5 kids. I raised a lot of kids, so they're all growing up and that. And I'm going to tell you something. If you want your kids to be successful, it's all about you. You need to learn to become a little bit selfish. And when you hear that word right away, you think, oh, I can't be selfish. That's it. And I'm going to tell you something. And that's why you're up at night. That's why you're stressed out. And that's why you're in anxiety. You have to be selfish. Nobody's more important than you. Not your children. Nobody. When you can do that and take care of yourself that way, you're not gonna be up all night. And as you grow, they grow.
That's right.
That's how they grow. They don't grow by you holding her back. Mm-hmm. This one's a tiger. You can see it. I've been around a long time. You have to be selfish. Yeah. You have to take care of you. Nobody's more important. That time in the morning is your time. Nobody's more important. Not your client, not your husband, not your kids, not maybe your dog. But not, but, you know, my dog might be more important.
Yeah,
that might be. But my son will tell you. There's nobody more important than me. Because you know what my greatest legacy is? My greatest legacy is I broke the string of abuse. Amen. My family, my kids have never experienced abuse. And they're all becoming successful. Nobody in my family did that. I walked away from my family to be able to accomplish that. Because I knew when I had my oldest daughter, I couldn't help them. I was selfish.
Yeah.
I was selfish. You gotta be selfish.
And you told me you drove all the way here today. And that was...
That's amazing.
Is it okay if I share that?
Yeah.
What you told me?
That's okay.
Because you were struggling with anxiety and stuff so bad, you said you hadn't even left and driven on your own.
20 minutes away from the house.
And you drove from another state to come to this event.
It's your time.
And your daughters are both watching that.
It's your
time. And actually, I want to give you a round of applause for doing that and coming here. That's right.
That's stepping out of the cage.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you can do this.
Two things I would say. One is, you know, when we're playing battle, we shoot the general, and the army doesn't know what to do, and you're the general.
Yep.
And so we have to keep you safe, right? Because you're the most important person. I think this is a mom thing.
Yeah.
My wife does this, and I see this with a lot of even female leaders at high executive levels. Okay. They want everyone else to be successful, and that's a magical quality. It's so magical. But there's a certain point where you have to say, the better you is a better everyone. And a better you, it's not just one. You're multiplying. And so...
It's your tribe.
That's awesome.
And that, you know, I tend to do that with my team, too.
Yeah.
I put sometimes a lot more effort into what they have going on than my own stuff. So I'm learning to step back.
You let them do things you wouldn't allow yourself to do. Isn't that funny? They'll do something and you'll be like, that's okay.
That stops today.
But you won't do that to yourself.
That stops right now. That's why you drove here. Yeah. It's done.
Yeah. Yeah.
You set that intention. It's never going to be again.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, in 30 days,
30
you'll
days,
see a shift. I promise you.
Yeah.
In 30 days, you'll see a shift.
Yeah. Second thing I'll say is this. Someone told me this. You know, water cuts through stone.
Yeah.
Not because of its power, but because of its persistence. You don't teach water to flow, it flows. And so in our lives, when I find that I'm running up against an obstacle, it's because I'm usually not flowing. I've got something financially, physically, mentally out of whack. And so to flow, and this seems crazy, but for you, you're flowing. You're flowing, you're MIT, I'm gonna do this.
Yeah.
Listen, you should be just as flowing as your daughter. There's no reason. Yes, you have bigger budgets and employees and all this kind of stuff, stuff that you feel like is stopping you from flowing, but you're just as powerful as she is. You have just as much opportunity and you have more experience. And so that's the part. And it sounds foo-foo when you give someone advice to say flow. It sounds almost like you're a Bruce Lee sort of, you know, just flow.
That is Bruce Lee, by the way.
Yeah, it is. I know. Yeah. But that's it.
Flow is when things come natural to you.
Yeah.
What you're doing is, when I talk about energies, you're trying to force your life. And there's these lower energies, and that's a force. You're trying to force things to work. I got to get this to work. And what happens is force brings in more force. When you let go, and you start taking care of yourself, and you start working from a different energy, and just kind of let it all come. And what Dan told you is absolutely right. I will get up and I have that morning routine. At noon, I stop and have a routine. Yeah. Before I go to bed, I have a routine. You've got to break yourself. I'm gonna put that mic. I got it. Give me the mic. All right. So you've got to just let it go.
Yes.
Let it go.
But try one thing seriously, because we're giving you 20 things.
One
thing.
Greg was next.
Just try one thing.
I just say, Wendy, you're a woman, you're a mother.
Yeah.
You're not the only one, I'm sure. The woman behind you is the same way. But you're on an airplane, right? We flew, Mark and I flew in. What did they tell you? Oxygen mask come down. Don't put it on your baby. Put it on you first. Because if you're struggling with her and she's fighting, you're both dying. Save yourself. It's not being selfish is not being selfish.
Yeah.
Oprah Winfrey talked about that. You have to take time because mothers and women, they're managers, they're psychologists, they're preachers, they're everything. They're business owners. Yes. So you have to say, like, she wants to go to MIT. You know what? We talked about this yesterday because you know my wife. And we say, you know, you might have tough love. You might have to say, hey, you go to MIT, you got to raise the money. We don't have the money. Yeah, we don't have the money right. There's tough love.
It's awesome.
But you got to say, you know, because if I say this, when I spoke to BPW, Business Professional Women, I hit all 449. I didn't hit the 450 because she was 21 years old. I said, how many women here have put their dreams on hold because of a man or a child?
Everyone, right?
Except for that one. Because she was 21. She hasn't lived through anything yet. So
you can't do that.
You have to say, like Bill said, this is my time.
Your time, baby. You got to rock it.
That's why a lot of women do wake up early.
Yeah.
They say, because I have the time, the kids aren't up yet at 6 o'clock to go to school.
Yeah. And that is when I'm
the most productive. I get the most. Yeah, productive.
It's your time. Well, you know, working in corporations, when I speak in corporations, the high executive women all live in guilt. Here they work, they climb the ladder, and they live in guilt. Why? Because they're away from their family.
Yeah.
So it's like you have to understand that you have to take care of you because, listen, they're you're done. You did a great job. It's their time now.
That's right.
It's their time. Let them fall down. I let David fall down on his butt.
I'm giving you the mic right now. It's the air mic. It's the air mic. Yeah. What do I do that? No, it's awesome.
Yeah, I'm very proud of you. This step of coming here, because it's not easy putting yourself on that hot. This is in the mastermind. We call this a hot seat.
Oh, yeah.
It's warm, isn't it?
I'm in the hot seat. And I didn't know this. She drove to Buffalo Wild Wings. Yeah. I didn't know she.
This is awesome.
Doesn't like to get out. I didn't know.
Yeah. That's awesome.
She was just driving. Almost hit a couple of trucks head on, but that's.
So where are we going? Question.
We can go to the next one. I still have some rapid fire after. But.
All right. What was it like getting into the writing business?
Writing
business.
Go ahead, whoever
books,
has the mic.
Authors.
Don't do it unless you feel. Don't. No, there's what I said.
Who's got the mic?
Who has the mic?
Somewhat facetiously. Is I would say, look, only write a book unless you feel so passionate about it, you can't not write a book.
That's right. You don't write a book to sell.
I hear people say, I want to write a book so I can be credible. Be incredible, and then write a book.
That's right.
And I think that's why the quality of books is.
Can I rattle your cage if I go first?
Of course.
Am I going to take you out of the green zone?
Do it.
Right.
I'm good.
So Dan and I just talked about this. People write us all the time about, I want to be a speaker. Do I need to write a book to be a speaker? And our answer is maybe, but no. Don't do it if you're only doing it to be a speaker. Just like they said, I spent years, I lived something that I had to write about. I needed to share it. I wanted to help people through writing my book. It's a hard process. It's a lot, one thing to start a book, it's another thing to finish it. But none of us were the smartest guys. Dan dropped out, Greg barely made it. I was told by my creative writing professor that I have no understanding of what it takes to be an author. And it's worth it when you have a message you want to share to help people. That's when you need to write a book, when it just won't go away and you want to help people.
Yeah. I have kind of a rule. You don't write a book to sell books. You just don't. I mean, you write a book because it's passionate, something you want to teach. Now, my first book sold 150,000 copies, and I self-published it. How that happened? Was an accident. It happened because the medical field picked it up, and doctors loved it, and before you knew it, they were going like crazy and that. But I also would go and do what Greg did. I would go and speak anywhere. I can remember speaking in a grocery store, a deli grocery store, to six people. Here's my book. This is what I'm doing. And hustling, I went everywhere. I went everywhere to speak. So if you're going to write a book and you think that they're going to put you on Oprah and you're going to, let me tell you, it ain't unless you're Dan Waldschmidt, it's not happening, but it's not going to happen to normal people.
Yeah. Set that big vision.
No, it's okay, but that's not the reason to write a book. Getting into a book. Now, I do believe, as I've been coaching for 20 years before they called it coaching, I don't know what they called it 20 years ago.
Consulting.
But I guess. One of the hardest things to write a book is to write a book. And the reason is, when you write a book, that is giving birth. Yeah. That really is giving birth. And you are exposing yourself and you're putting yourself out. You know why? Because people can look at it and say, wow, this sucked. And here you spent months working on this thing. It's a very scary thing. But that's not the reason not to write a book either.
Right.
That's a reason to write. One of the greatest personal development tools is to write a book. Not necessarily to publish, but I bet you have a great story.
I
bet you I can learn so much from you and that story. And if you wrote that book, that's what would happen.
Yes.
You'd release, and you release all that stuff out of the cage. You release it all out of the cage. Then guess what? You're not up at night sleeping. So sometimes to write a book could be therapeutic,
therapy,
I guess. Yeah. It's a therapy. But if you're writing it to become a millionaire, I don't know if that's a good idea. Again, unless you're Dan Waldschmidt, then it works.
It helps. were you on Oprah?
Took me 4 years to write my book.
The hardest thing to write the book is to write the book.
That little red book up there, 4 years.
Well, you know, also, can you let them know how much you invested into that?
A lot, hundreds of thousands. So I wanted to write a book I could read. I mean, I would want to read.
That's right.
I mean, you handed me your book. I read it on the way home.
That's right.
Where went Columbus, Iowa. Matt knows, I mean, shows, we have packages from Simon & Schuster show up. We joke. There's a stack of books probably 5 or 6 foot tall off the ground in my office of just stack of books that people send me. And I crack them open and I go, sure, I guess.
You know.
But what's going to transform my life? Now be on the other end of whoever asked that question, the beautiful person who had a good question. What could you say that I would read and you would touch my soul?
That's right. Who was that person that asked that question? Who was that person?
Kent.
Kent. Yeah. So, Kent, when I'm doing 20 Barnes & Noble book signings. I just did one in Rancho Cucamonga, California. I did one here in Columbus, Ohio. I wanted my book to be simple, small, so people can read it, so they can learn from it. I like being at Barnes & Noble because coming from my family history, being the only one to ever make it out of high school, do anything, I want my legacy. I want my grandchildren to come and see my book in bookstores and airports. Yeah. And I want them to say, if my grandfather could do this, I can do this. So I want the, I'm trying to build that legacy now. I don't care about just having a book, because anybody can write a book. A six-year-old can write a book.
Yeah.
And the people are telling you need to write a book right now, they've probably got a price tag on that.
This is Julie.
Hey, calendar. What's my morning like?
Julie's about to have a long day.
At 9 a.m., soccer carpool. 9:10, purchase birthday card. 9:05, dry cleaning.
Did you just go backwards?
I'm sorry. I can't fit that question into your schedule. 9:15, cry for a little bit.
For days that won't end, let Schwann's help. With Schwann's, you can get delicious meals that go from freezer to table in minutes, not hours. Ordered, delivered, done. That's homemade easy. Visit today at Schwann's.com. After a long day of being pulled in every direction, the last thing anyone wants to think about is, what's for dinner? That's where Schwann's can help, with a variety of real food choices, frozen to lock in freshness, from ready-made meals, premium meats and side dishes, to vegetables, ice cream, and more. Schwann's foods go from freezer to table in minutes, not hours, so you can pull off a delicious meal in no time at all. Ordered, delivered, done. That's homemade easy. To help simplify mealtime, visit Schwann's.com.